John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
The warning about Brexit from the Economic and Social Research Institute is the main story for the Irish Times, the Irish Independent and the Times Ireland edition. The Times Ireland edition says that the ESRI, which it describes as the country's main think tank, believes that a disorderly exit by the United Kingdom from the European Union would shave 50,000 jobs off employment growth over 5 years. 80,000 jobs is the figure in the Irish Times headline. The paper says that in a disorderly scenario, employment here would be 3.4% lower after 10 years than if the UK remained in the EU, which equates to 77,500 fewer jobs. There are no figures in the Independent's headline, but the message is the same, that a no-deal Brexit would hit the Irish economy harder than expected and jobs and wages would suffer. In an editorial comment, the paper says, unless the House of Commons asserts control, we are staring into the depths of a messy UK divorce. But, says the writer, it's high time to look beyond Theresa May's travails and focus on our own. The primary concern must be how to manage a looming hard border. How to manage directly elected mayors is considered in the Irish Examiner's lead story. Daniel McConnell reports that cabinet ministers and the Attorney General have privately expressed concerns that directly elected mayors in Cork, Limerick and Waterford could become too powerful. According to a memorandum which the paper says it has seen, Richard Bruton, Minister for Communications, said it is important that checks and balances are developed to match the new powers being developed for the elected mayor and council. And the Examiner says the Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe, warned about transferring responsibility from officials with expertise in planning to elected persons who may have little or no expertise in this area. Delaney Exclusive, says the banner over the Irish Sun's lead story. The paper reports that John Delaney of the Football Association of Ireland secured two tickets to the 2018 World Cup final for one of the TDs due to grill him, as the paper puts it, at next month's Doyle Sport Committee. The paper says that the TD in question, Kevin O'Keefe of Fianna Fáil, paid the full €1,800 price. He told The Sun, I don't know what the problem is. The FAI got us the tickets, but at the end of the day, we had to pay our own way. The Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Star lead with the trial of a teenager who pleaded guilty to the attempted murder in Dunleary 15 months ago of a young woman, Stephanie Ng, who he had met on social media. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a manhunt was launched yesterday for a hit-and-run driver who hit a toddler, leaving him, as the paper says, fighting for his life. The three-year-old boy was struck near the Castle Meadows estate on the Scahard Road in Cork City at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the paper says. It is believed the car was found abandoned a short time later. It's the lead story for The Echo this morning. The paper adds that the car involved was a blue Mazda 5 and says Gardaí are appealing for help from motorists with dash cams. The Irish Times reports that Fine Gael has been accused of attempting to dilute a key climate action target to decarbonise the Irish economy by 2050. It says the Committee on Climate Action's report is due to be published on Thursday. But, as Kevin O'Sullivan writes in a series of amendments in recent days, Fine Gael members have proposed abandoning a target of net zero economy-wide emissions and replacing it with a provision for an ambitious 2050 target. On the positive side, the Examiner reports on what was billed as Ireland's first carbon-neutral bus journey, which took passengers from the centre of Cork to Ringaskiddy yesterday. The vehicle is powered by biomethane. The Mail calls it the slurry bus.